Welcome to our 21-day Overwhelming Victory podcast, where we discuss scripture from the Bible. We pray that this will inspire and encourage you in your walk with God. Let's take a listen to episode 18.
Here we go with another day in the Word. And today's word is Luke chapter 5, verse 1. One day as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, great crowds pressed in on him to listen to the word of God. He noticed two empty boats at the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish." "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let down the nets again." And this time their nets were so full of fish, they began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, "Oh Lord, please leave me. I'm such a sinful man." For he was awestruck by the number of fish they'd caught, as were the others with him. His partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people." And as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So cool.
Love it.
And yeah. It's victory in a different scenario.
Yeah,
we've had a lot of the victories of like big armies and obvious.
Yeah.
But there's victory in provision.
Yeah.
Victory over fish.
Yeah. There's victory in, you know, healing. There's all these kinds of applicable victories right to our life.
Yeah.
But I love this one. And I think the thing that stands out to me the most observationally is that, you know, there's no natural reason for this, right? I don't know how big the boats were, but they weren't big enough to separate fish and no fish.
Yeah.
But
coincidentally, I've seen a recreation of one of these boats.
And you know the measurements, no doubt.
They're big.
Oh, okay.
That's a heck of a lot of fish.
Yeah.
Like two boats, it's an insane amount of fish. Like the boats were easily bigger than, like probably twice as big as the space we've got here. Wow. It's significant what happened.
That's unbelievable. Not undoing, of course, the fact that a fish couldn't, like they could have swum from one side to the other.
Right.
Exactly. But it was on that side.
Right.
But Jesus, you know, I'm imagining that Jesus' word makes the fish be there, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But then it's only the men's actions in obedience to word that makes the fish there in the boat. So they can be there, the miracle's there, but it's their participation that makes them, you know, experience that miracle.
Yeah.
And now they've got the provision because they took Jesus at his word.
Yeah, because they could use their own rationale and say, "Well, you're not a fisherman. You're not an expert.
100%.
Why should I listen to you that throw your nets out there?"
Yeah.
But they didn't do that, praise God. And then it unlocked the supernatural. And this is where I feel too within the church that sometimes we use our own logic and reason to go, "Well, I'm a business person, so I know this." And, you know, "No, I'm a professional in this area, so I know this God."
Yeah.
Rather than going, "If you've said it, God, I'm doing it because your word brings about the miracle."
Yeah.
So I think it's powerful.
And I like that their humanity was on full display because Simon says.
Simon says.
That's great. what did he say? "We worked hard last night."
Oh, I was doing Simon says.
Yeah, sorry, Simon says.
Sorry, I missed it.
"We did work hard."
You did.
Okay, good. He offers to Jesus his expertise. Jesus is a carpenter. Simon's this professional. And he goes, "Well, we did work hard all night. We didn't catch a thing."
Yeah.
"But if you say so."
Yeah.
And it's like he's offering his expertise if Jesus wants it, but he's straight on with however if you say. And that's the key, isn't it? It's like, God, my experience says this shouldn't work, but if you say so.
Yeah.
I love that.
Also though, like I've never fished for that many fish, but I imagine that took some work. So we've got to let them down again and we've got to draw them in again.
Yeah.
But in the process, we're participating with something supernatural.
Yeah.
You know, and so there it's like in this victory, whatever it is that you need today, there may be things that it's like the steps of obedience that require work.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got to do that again.
Right.
Yeah.
I've got to believe again. I've got to like, you know, and it also makes me think, you know, they've been toiling all night. And maybe there are some things that we've been believing for a long time.
Or like, I've been tithing all night, or I've been forgiving all this time, or I've been working, or I've been praying 100%. All this time.
And I haven't seen it yet, God.
You're right.
And now there's this word of victory.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, well, so maybe, you know, they didn't do anything different. They just did what Jesus said.
Yeah.
They let their nets down before, but now he's spoken.
Yes.
Right? So it's like, we just tithe again. But, because it's like doing the same thing again. What is it, that definition of insanity? Doing the same thing again, expecting a different
result. Right.
Exactly. Unless Jesus speaks.
Right.
Yes.
And unless he speaks through his prophets. It's not always just that you've heard from God. Maybe it's that a pastor, a prophetic word.
Yeah.
That's God speaking to me.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I'll do it again. But there's a faith that this is going to be different.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And then that display of the miraculous power of Jesus caused these guys to say, right, over. I'm following you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like what I've done in the past, that is nothing compared to what you can bring me into. Yeah. And a great, you know, moment of decision for these guys that they never look back from.
Thanks for listening to our 21-Day Overwhelming Victory podcast. We pray it inspired and blessed you. Tune in tomorrow for the next episode.